Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Back at it. My name's Hartzell Pete. Pete, you're across the phone line because this is your COVID case of the KC Morning Show. Pete, what's going on, man?
How's it going? What's up?
A COVID case of the morning show. I'm out of material.
It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Monday. It's the final show of March. I can't even believe how fast this year has gone so far. It has felt like a full year in the first 3 months with the Chiefs going through the playoffs. You have this wild death of Kobe Bryant, and then what's been the worst pandemic and economic turn in a long, long time. And here we are, getting through March, turning the page to April. It's right now, as you're waking up in Kansas City, in the 40s, but that'll get as high as the 60s and almost 70 by this afternoon. So
that's that real feel.
That's right. High of 71, low of 46 on Tuesday. It'll be a high of 66 and a low of 45. As I'm looking at your 10-day forecast and then beyond, it does seem like we are out of the cold. It's spring. It's nice. So now we just got to get rid of this virus and everything will be back to normal.
Back to normal. Because I miss you, man. Like, it's just not the same. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my privacy. I like having this full desk. I like having the room, the right studio to myself. I get a chance to kind of lounge, make an extra pot of coffee. But it's just not the same when you're not here, man. It's just not the same KC Morning Show.
Who would have thought that between the two of us, you were essential and I wasn't?
Who would have thought? I would have thought. I thought that.
Who would have thought? Not me.
We need to pull that Paul Rudd clip. Who would have thought? Yeah, no, this is how you know that push has come to shove. I'm essential. Like, Godspeed to all of us. Here we go.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you're essential, and I knew that well before you did. How was your weekend?
Oh man, I feel like this is how, like, high schoolers in 2020 who haven't got a car yet. So, like, you're a sophomore in high school. This must be how they feel, because it was a fine weekend, and, like, I've got Facebook, I got Twitter, I've got all the internets. I know what all of my friends are doing. But, like, I haven't actually had real human interaction in a minute. So I just feel like this is what, like, summer for a high school sophomore must be like. I'm not saying it's the worst. I'm not saying I'm going stir crazy. I'm just meh. It's just here it is. Meh.
Yeah, it doesn't even really feel like a weekend. This you know, nowadays. I have to always relate it back to my own experiences, and that's football. But this is what training camp gets like, when, because training camp runs right through the weekend, so it's just constant work for 6 days in a row, no matter what days they are. And if every day feels the same, it's like Groundhog Day, and it, you know, becomes like every day is a Tuesday, and it stinks. I mean, there's no way.
There's no better way to put it. I think I'm starting to get the workout at home thing a little bit more practical, because, you know, I was obviously posting for the thirst traps before, just trying to find a way to make this, just try to find a way to get a little sweat and just get that.
Can mom spot for you, or how does that work?
She lifts more than I do. So, I mean, I feel like she's going to laugh at my workout.
Just try to mix in a few more shups and you should be good to go.
And you love them shups. I will say I have thrown in a lot more shups than I used to do in previous workouts. So this push-up game is strong.
I have a hot take for you.
Let me sit back for this one. Okay, hot take.
Remember I was recommending that show Money Heist on Netflix?
Yes.
Spanish show.
How was it?
It's made in Spain. Other than Breaking Bad, I've never seen a better drama than this show.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch it. I understand it's been hard to convince friends because nobody wants to watch a show with subtitles.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, it is the best storytelling. It is one of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Wow. I feel like I need to pull the opening of the last, like, three or four of our shows, because the progression of how much you've loved this what is it, Money Heist?
It's called Money Heist.
It's called Money Heist. Okay. The
in progression Spanish, of it's you
loving
it's
this show has been impressive.
Yeah, it's La Casa de Papel in Spanish, but they've changed the name of it to America. You look it up on Netflix as Money Heist. And there's 3 seasons,
okay,
and a new season comes out April 4th. So in a world where you can really look forward to nothing at this point, uh-huh, I have found the crown jewel, and that's Money Heist, baby.
No, that sounds like, did you just do the commercial? Did you just do In a World? In a world where you have
In a world where there's nothing to look forward to besides Trump press conferences and Dr. Fauci, we have found the answer. And it's Money Heist, coming to Netflix April 3rd.
I can't. I feel like I have to check this out now. So you're caught up, right? Are you completely caught up on this thing?
Here's what I'll say. Go on there,
okay,
and just give me 2 shows. And remember,
okay,
don't, and this is, again, my recommendation, don't run the English voice in over it. Let them speak Spanish and then have the English subtitles to help, because you'll know a few words like hola and adios.
I'm totally down. I'm sold. I mean, over the past 3 weeks on this program, you have completely sold me on this show. So I think I might
This is
in.
Easy homework for you. Watch a couple episodes and come back to me and tell me on Wednesday what you think.
Okay. I can give you that. Okay. I will give you a report on Wednesday, and I'm going to see if this was good or not. Money Heist. What's the full title? Let me write it down. La Casa El Gato Papel, what is it?
You look in, when you're in the United States, you just look it up as Money Heist, but the Spanish name of it is La Casa de Papel.
Okay, boom. All right. Now, I will do that in between checking out your man, I can't believe I'm still watching these videos you're posting.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
Your jokes at noon.
Every weekday.
Every weekday. I wanted to make sure we got to this again, because you've added a new layer to these jokes at noons. It's at PG Sween is your Instagram. I'll give you a free plug.
Thank you.
You've added a new layer. Now you've put a filter. You have old man jokes at noon. Is this what's going on here?
Well, 2085. That's another thing. Another bit I've invented during the coronavirus.
Oh, so there's bits within bits. What is happening?
Back when I was young, they used to have this thing called brunch with mimosas and pancakes, and you could breathe on whoever you wanted to.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh, God.
My old man voice is incredible. So you've already heard 2 voices on this show. You've heard Movie Man, which I thought wasn't bad,
uh-huh,
and you have heard my old man. Again, in that clip, I was about 97 years old.
Where do you find the inspiration for these characters? You know, because, I mean, these are like SNL-worthy iconic sketches, and I feel like it's almost too good to be true.
Yeah, during my last house party that you got mad at me for, you know, it was St. Patrick's Day Saturday.
Yeah,
I received,
you're the reason why we still quarantine, you asshole.
Not my fault. Don't blame me. We were playing this game where you come up with cards, and a friend of mine, it might have been the greatest compliment I've ever received. She popped up most likely to do an SNL show, and there were about 10 people in the room. Again, we were trying to be smart here, and she handed me the card. I couldn't believe it.
So you took that and just ran with it. Yeah, you didn't think of it as just her being nice. You were like, wow, this is my time to shine.
I don't know if it's my time to shine. Why not dabble? Try to give people a break. Raved reviews from my aunts on Facebook over the weekend. My aunts were recommending that you check out Jokes at Noon. All 3 aunts.
Well, with a recommendation like that, what else do you need? And I'm honestly, as much as I want to hate it, it's growing on me. You know, I like a good gimmick. It's growing on me. It's working. It's working, man. You ready to do the news?
I am. Let's get this party started.
Let's do the what?
The news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's kick it off with a little Well, I was going to say kick it off with a little freestyle, Pete, but we don't do that anymore. I forgot that we only do the freestyles on Friday. Freestyle
it
Friday.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, we the long-awaited freestyle.
That's right.
We had a great one. We had a great one on Friday.
We had a we had
carry us over.
A one on Friday. I don't know if it was a great one, but we had a performance.
I didn't see any steak here. We didn't need any. I don't know if we had any one.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just keep them waiting. I forgot. Yeah. You. How can I miss you if you don't go away? You can't be given free shows every single time. So we will await Pete's freestyle performance this Friday. Back.
That's right. Why?
Right here.
You know, why buy them? You know. You give a cow away. You give a cow away, Hartzell. No one's gonna buy the milk.
I gotta quit giving the cow away. You're right. I just don't have it. I don't have a tease. What happened to my tease?
Oh man, you're out of form right now. The COVID got you.
It's thrown everything for a loop. I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't even know who I am anymore.
You'll get back.
We'll get back. We'll find ourselves. My name's Hartzell. Pete across the line. Are you getting used to working from home? How's that going with all the Arrowhead Pride stuff too?
Yeah, the AP stuff is fine. We normally wouldn't be meeting anyway. Just in general life, I mean, it, like everyone else, you just start to feel a little cooped up. And what's crazy about this, and again, we'll get into it, is now there'll be additional time added to it. And it's just like you got to brace yourself for whatever's ahead. I mean, I don't know if life will truly get back to normal until like June. So I'm trying to mentally prepare for the long haul.
I miss you, man. It's just not the same. It's not the same. But we'll get back to seeing each other at some point. When's the last time I saw you?
Man, long time ago.
Was it that? Was it the celebrity soccer? Was that the soccer game?
Yeah,
I
performed so poorly that I said I'm never leaving my house again.
Let's do the news. Well, updates. Updates yesterday came from the Rose Garden at the White House.
The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread the next 2 weeks. And during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end.
I'm as fair as anyone to Trump. Again, if you're new to the show, you know, Hartzell, as you'll be able to tell, is a little left. I veer more towards the center. I'm more of like a centrist here.
How dare you, sir?
Trump tweeting about his ratings compared to The Bachelor yesterday.
Man, we had a Bachelor drop in the middle of a pandemic. What? What?
He was saying he's providing the highest ratings like Fox News has ever had. yeah,
we got
dummy,
Monday Night Football
because people don't want to die. That's why they're watching your ass. Like, why are you tweeting that? I listen, you could be the biggest Trump person in the world. He should not be tweeting that his press conferences are getting ratings compared to like the top TV shows. That's so embarrassing. It's
Man,
so embarrassing.
He actually brought up The Bachelor. I was watching this thing live, and I think a lot of stations now are actually just pulling it. They're not even showing the press conferences live anymore. When he mentioned Monday Night Football and The Bachelor, and then he even went further and said like he hadn't seen the finale or something like that.
And you got to look at the full body of work. People don't like this guy, and you get it. And up to this point in his presidency, the economy was flourishing. Like, you can't deny that. But you always had this feeling, like, if there was a natural disaster or a war, how would he handle it? And the answer has been, it's been like a debacle. And so,
like a TV show, man. It's been like a TV show.
And this is what, like, a lot of his people that didn't support him were saying sort of what would happen. And like, you could, with the doctor behind him last week shaking his head, it's just like there, I think there's enough people in the way that the government is set up, sure, like you can overcome some maybe of the mistakes that have been here, but just like I just think, like, the way it looks, it just doesn't make you feel that good, like, to the rest of the world. You know what I mean?
But see, this anyway. Is what people, this is what people who really, really love the president would say, is that, you know, he is somebody who, he's got a big personality, but he will still, he'll do all that. He'll get you talking about it. He'll probably piss you off in the process, but he will still listen to the professionals around him, like Doc Fauci, and numbers like these that helped with that decision.
The government's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned on Sunday that the U.S. could face up to 200,000 deaths with millions of cases from coronavirus. On Sunday, the U.S. coronavirus death toll topped 2,400 after deaths the day before more than doubled from the level 2 days prior.
Mayor Lucas, he also commented on the president's decision. Got some audio from him.
Following the president's decision, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas tweeting out his approval, thanking doctors Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx for their help advising the president. Right now, the stay-at-home order for Kansas City, Missouri is set to expire on April 24th.
He quote tweeted Maggie Haberman from the New York Times. Mayor Quentin Lucas did. He said, good, essential, right call. Thank you, doctors, and glad the president accepted the recommendation. So looks like you have a supporter in extending the guidelines out of Mayor Q.
Yeah, this will run right through what'll be the NFL draft. So the NFL's planning to do more remote stuff. I think this will obviously be extended in Kansas City. But, I mean, you heard it right here on the KC Morning Show. Mayor Q wants us to be out in the bar spending money, getting wild. By the summer. So let's hope that this continues to trend in the right direction.
Let's make sure let's make that work. Let's make that be a thing. Wiling out with Mayor Q. We should make let's put that together. I've been trying to tell people this. I think that when we get back up and going, we could find a way, and I know everyone's gonna be doing their own stuff, but we could do like a KC Morning Show block party. And we've got the mayor's audio on the record. He wants to go wild. I think we call it Wildin' Out with Mayor Q, brought to you by the KC Morning Show. We could do a whole block party, and I think that would be dope.
I'm all for this idea. Uh-huh. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I'm just like wondering what that first weekend will look like. Like, okay, it is calm. You can go back and take in businesses again, right? Is it going to be like beta testing an iPhone where they're going to be saying, okay, Are you sure you want to download that update and potentially mess up your phone? Like, is it going to shoot right back up when people start to hang out again? Like, I wonder if, like, okay, this date hits, you're okay to go. Like, how many people are going to trust that and just, like, dive right out? I know there are some people who, like,
have you driven by the park? Trust me, people are going to be out. People are going to be coming out because they haven't left yet. They're still out now.
Maybe I'm talking more about myself, but I just sense that, like, okay, now that you can go out, am I really going to trust that right away? I don't know if I will.
Over the weekend, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly made some more news on the federal level. They were for a time thinking about even easing up on the restrictions for social distancing. Governor Kelly said, nah, we're not going to do that. And she has ordered a stay-at-home order. It actually has gone into effect. If you're listening now, it's in effect. So, what does all of this mean?
You can get food, medicine, and household necessities. If your job is considered essential, you can still go to work. You can also get medical care, take care of your children, relatives, pets, or a vulnerable person. You can go outdoors so long as you maintain social distancing.
So that order began 12:01 a.m. this morning, Monday, March 30th, and it runs until April 19th. So
wow.
We've got a little bit of time, and again, we're trying to lower that curve, baby. I know it sucks, but stay at home, y'all. We'll be okay. We will be okay. She says you can leave your house, you can go outside. You're not under house arrest, said Governor Laura Kelly. Projections for the confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas could top over 900 by next week. Unfortunately, Pete, I kind of thought this was going to be a thing. I saw this one coming. So, you know, we've got our checks in the mail, or so they say. You know, they passed the Congress passed the stimulus package, or I guess we're calling it a stimulus package still, kind of, sort of. We're getting some money.
Yeah.
That's the point of that story. We're getting some money. And I was afraid this might happen. You've already now got some scams
Like it says, time sensitive, fast tracked, open immediately, do not bend, stuff like that. I wanted to post that as soon as I could because I know that some people, especially like people like my grandma, would have fallen for stuff like that. It's just not right the way that they did it.
And that's the thing, too. He says a really good point is that so many of us right now are hurting. We need these checks. We want these checks. And it's going to get some people. Like, it absolutely, if it hasn't already. He said his scam check said on it that it was time sensitive, needed to be fast tracked, open immediately, do not bend. The stuff that looks like, you know, it's legit. And if you see anything like that, report it to your local authorities because the actual checks that we should be receiving, those are still weeks away, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks away. So if you're getting anything like this, just make a note of it and just make sure you're not getting got. Because we gotta take care of each other on this stuff.
I do consider myself a con man connoisseur, and times like these are ripe for con men. So something I know from watching a lot of television and movies. Just be careful out there.
A con man connoisseur.
Yeah,
my man. I don't hate that. I like that. Pete, did you know what today is?
Yeah, today is Monday.
Today is, yes, Monday. You nailed it. It's also, because, you know, we love making up fictional holidays, it is National Doctor's Day. That was pretty good. Hell of a sound effect. You know what? That's a great introduction, Pete. A great setup for this.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Look at you. You didn't even know what you just did. You had no idea that you were going to set up almost too smooth a list of Hartzell. Thanks, Pete. My name's Hartzell. This is my list. This is your KC Morning Show. This is Pete's favorite segment we've ever done on this program. It's the list of Hartzell. His favorite thing is when I put together a list of things. It's that simple. And yeah. On this National Doctor's Day, I have a list of your top 5 favorite TV doctors. Ha-ha!
Dr. House.
Oh, come on, man. Can you wait? Can you hold on? God, this is just... All right, well... I guess we'll get on.
What's George Clooney's character?
Doesn't matter because he didn't make the top 20. Did he? He really didn't. Oh no, he sure did. Number 23. He made the top 25. Doug Ross was his character. But let's get to the top 5.
I'm more of a Doogie Howser guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it. Doogie Howser on my list was number 15. There you go.
Legend. Wait for it, Derry. That's all I'll say about that.
Top 5 on this your list of Hartzell. This is my list. My name's Hartzell. Your top 5 favorite TV doctors on this National Doctor's Day or something like that. Number 5, John J.D. Dorian. Going Scrubs. One of my favorite shows. Are you giving me a standing ovation?
Just clapping for the doctors. Yeah,
you're clapping for the doctors, all right.
Happy doctor. Happy doctor.
Number 4, Dr. Yang, Christina Yang, Grey's Anatomy. Whenever I get a notification on Twitter, it pops up as Dr. Yang because I love Grey's Anatomy. I did that. Paging Dr. Yang. Do you get it? Okay. That's why I did it. Number 3. Ooh. Grey's Anatomy. Back to back. At number 3, ooh. Dr. Miranda Bailey.
Okay.
Also from Grey's Anatomy. Number 2, Dr. Perry Cox. Also from Scrubs. And number 1, you've already given away. You stepped on the lead already, Pete. Ha. Number 1, your favorite fictional TV doctor, Dr. Gregory House. I've never actually seen that.
Yeah.
Never saw House.
Great show. My mother loves that show because she loves trash television. Mm-hmm. So shout out to my mom and shout out to Dr. House.
And shout out to your list of Hartzell. Shout out to me.
I don't. Yeah.
No? I will say of the last few lists we've done, I think we're getting much better at this thing. I really think it's getting kind of solid. Like, dare I say, kind of decent.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
No.
It's all right.
No, you didn't?
Okay. Yeah.
Really? I mean, come on. From where we started to where we are now. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, well,
all right, Pete, let us wrap it up with this. This could be huge news, man. This could be, I mean, I'm talking major. Big old breaking major news. You familiar with the Kardashians? You know we like to keep up with the Kardashians.
Sure.
Don't ever come at me like that. I swear to God, I'll punch you in your face. So do it. Don't me. I swear to God.
Do it already.
Don't
I mean, big news, man. This could be huge. Are we breaking up with the Kardashians, man? Kourtney Kardashian, she claims that she has left the show. And I'm not sure how we're going to move on from this. On Twitter, a fan called her out. They said, you know, Kourtney just needs to, she needs to just quit the show. I'm so over her. She's not wanting to film. We're all over Kourtney. Well, guess what, y'all? Kourtney clapped back. I don't know if you saw this. Kourtney clapped back. She says, I did. Bye. So, potentially, Kourtney Kardashian could have just quit the show. Maybe she confirmed it. Maybe she didn't. Are we getting worked? Is all this a big angle? I don't know, but color me intrigued.
I'll say this. I'm hashtag Team Coco till I die. And so whatever my girl wants, that's what she gets.
Which one's Coco? Which one's that?
Kourtney.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm that one then. Team Coco. Go Coco. Coco for life. love her show. Pete, give me a letter before we take a sweep.
Z.
Peter Z. Sween. The Z stands for. The Z stands for Zoom. The Z stands for Zoom because he's gonna zoom right by us with his excellent information and sports know-how. So as you get ready, just know that Pete is zooming up for a hot sports segment. How was that?
I think you handled it well.
That's the best I was going to do. That's the best I can do, man.
The KC Morning Show.
Z.
All right, welcome
Z
in.
Z Swing.
What?
Peter Z Swing. Yeah. What the hell was I supposed to do with that?
Well, listen, you got to handle what's thrown at you. No one knew the coronavirus was coming. How are you stepping up to the plate?
Not very well.
Welcome into sports. DeMarcus Robinson, he is back with your Kansas City Chiefs. It's a one-year deal to bring back Robinson, a Super Bowl champ. He's been a member of the Chiefs since 2016. Patrick Mahomes, everyone's favorite person in Kansas City, tweeted hashtag run it back after the Chiefs made the signing.
I love that.
So I have a theory here on what the Chiefs are doing because they've been pretty quiet in free agency.
Okay.
Rather than bringing in a ton of new names, and don't get me wrong, they're up against the cap anyway, but especially on offense, they go and get DeMarcus Robinson back yesterday. Now, Robinson isn't the greatest wide receiver in the world, but he's serviceable, and here's the key here. He knows the playbook. The expectation over the next couple of months is that the Chiefs are not going to have what would be their regular offseason. It's finally going to impact the NFL, whereas these organized team activities that they do prior to training camp, they may not exist because they might not be able to reconvene. So by bringing back just last year's offense, you're actually giving yourselves an advantage for all these teams who maybe are bringing new players on defense and offense in the sense that they are already going to be equipped and ready to work as a team from day one, whereas these teams, with a shortened amount of time, who knows how far this cuts into even training camp. We don't know that right now.
That's a hell of a take, man. I didn't even think anything about that.
So I'm interested in whether it's been intentional. Again, they are up against the cap, but maybe they're just saying to themselves, all right, let's freeze here. Let's get a sense of the schedule and whatever. And if they do need to pay Chris Jones and like a Sammy Watkins more money for another year, they go and do that and they feel like, okay, we'll be better equipped than any other team because we'll have everything down already.
Well, before all this stuff happened, did you think we were going to re-sign him? Like how much did you think we were going to bring DeMarcus Robinson back? Just to test your theory out a little bit.
I think it was a combination of things. I didn't think they would bring him back because I thought he was going to you know, outprice himself. You've seen a number of players that have done that for the Chiefs that they probably want to bring back. Like Stefan Wisniewski was a lineman that they were considering bringing back. I wonder if they maybe would have brought back a Kendall Fuller for the right price, but he was paid $40 million by the Washington Redskins. So I think this has existed, and it worked out where the Chiefs could come to a price. I think they're paying him about $3 million, and it only counts for $1 million against the cap, so it was the perfect situation. And again, you're keeping that continuity there. And so, yeah, I think again, not completely, because they are strapped a little bit for money when it comes to the salary cap, but I think a little bit of strategy here for the Chiefs and just kind of standing pat with the team that won the Super Bowl. Pun intended, I'll say. Standing pat.
This guy. I just love it when you take a surface-level headline, Pete, and you dig in, and you break it down. You dissect it for us. You peel it like an onion. That should have been your letter. It should have been Peter P. Swain. You're peeling it back like an onion. That's what you should have done.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, that's a decent point. I gave you P earlier in the show, and you kind of fell on your face with it. But the Chiefs is my expertise.
It's Monday, man. It's a Monday. Leave me alone. And I'm by myself.
It's the Chiefs is my level of expertise, and of course, con men. I am a con man connoisseur. So this, if you need any takes on that, Royals GM Dayton Moore talked to the Kansas City Star about what the Royals are doing with no baseball. And I quote, "I feel like we're doing what is necessary and what's important. That's first and foremost, following the directive and guidelines that our health officials and government leaders have laid out for us and doing the best to model that behavior." And then he said, putting baseball in proper context, the Royals are searching for players potentially in this year's draft and next year's draft. You're starting to wonder here as the deadlines begin to get pushed back. Okay, so now we're going to be at April 30th. When is going to be a reasonable time for baseball to start? Will it start without fans? Will it start at all? I think there's a really decent chance here we lose baseball this year.
Oh, don't say that.
As this goes further and further.
Because, I mean, I read something the other day. In fact, maybe you liked it or something. I think somebody retweeted it where they were saying how the Royals have one of the best odds. If we have we are going to end up having a shortened season.
Yeah.
And a shortened season actually apparently does pretty well for us.
Well, so there's a long-standing saying in baseball that there are no Cinderellas in baseball, meaning like you don't in the NCAA tournament, any team can beat any team in a given day. So you see a lot of these like small schools, they go on these wild runs because they're playing really well. Over the course of 162 games, you really take out a lot of the randomness. So it's hard for a team that is a couple years away like the Royals to have a chance. You end up having a 60-game season. Now, that's random. If they could get on a hot streak and, say, finish 40-20, they might be in the postseason, you know, and they're a year or two away. Over the course of a year, you're going to have hot streaks and losing streaks for every team. So what if the Royals' best stretch comes in 60 games? And then all of a sudden, a team that's maybe a year or two away finds themselves in the postseason. We'll see if they even have games. It's certainly going to be a shortened season. We'll see how many games they play. But anyway, Sporting KC's Alan Pulido, your boy, described his quarantine routine over the weekend. This is the sports coverage we got right now. From MLSsoccer.com. He wakes up at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. So pulling the curtain back, he's still sleeping for another 3 hours before we even finish. Uh-huh. After breakfast, he rests for 30 to 40 minutes before doing his exercise. So he wakes up and then rests right after that.
Well, I do the same thing, so I'm happy that we both have that kind of same schedule, at least.
He does exercises and his routines as provided by his trainer. Then after a shower and a late lunch, he rests again. A lot of resting in this day.
I love it.
He watches a movie and catches up on the news. At 5 or 6 p.m., him and his wife, Mrs. Pulido, as she likes to be known, they prepare dinner together.
That's adorable.
What does he watch? Well, NBC's The Blacklist and is also watching Netflix's The Day I Met El Chapo, the Kate Del Castillo story. He would probably enjoy Money Heist, this guy.
He would love Money Heist. You're right. We should recommend that to him.
Basically, that's my day, said Pulido. I have a video game that I turn on to kill some time. It's a retro Super Nintendo game that I used to play as a kid. It's a really small console that has a lot of games. So he plays Super Mario Bros., Donkey Kong, Zelda, tries to entertain himself on different levels, and of course you have a ton of rest mixed in to that entire day. So
you can't hear this right now, Pete, but I got a little Super Mario playing in the background right now.
Okay, that's perfect. One thing I will say about Alan Pulido is he will be rested when the season does restart for Sporting KC because there's just a lot of it built into his schedule. So I don't have any events for you today, but as I've been looking more and more online, what I'm starting to see is virtual events beginning and popping up. And so I have a few of those.
Well, in that case, I'm going to turn this back up. Then I was going to turn down those Mario, but I feel like we're doing virtual. This still plays.
Yeah, it's hard to find these. So if you're looking for virtual events, what I would say is that you have to do a little bit of your own research into like whatever hobby that you like. But for example, River Market Neighborhood Visual Photo Scavenger Hunt, and I'll read you the description. Getting stir crazy in the house, get out while observing social distance guidelines and visit a local business for carry out or pick up. And then you can wander around, again, keeping 6 feet of distance, on a special River Market photo hunt scavenger checklist. So they have different things to check out in the River Market, and you can take a photo with it, and then you could tag River Market KC on Twitter or Instagram, which is interesting. I mean, as long as you're staying apart from people, that seems like a good thing to do while you're walking out and about. But tomorrow, Scraps KC, Repurposed Materials Visual Art and Craft Show.
Okay.
So they'll be doing that on their website. There's a local artist that's having a live concert, Nikki White, guitarist, it looks like. How is your small business navigate the pandemic? Facebook Live presented by Midtown KC. That's tomorrow at 3:00. Virtual town hall for KC businesses of Waldo. It's everything Waldo. They'll be doing a live Zoom meeting that you could find on Facebook at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So there's a couple, you know, different things. There's a lot of things for kids out there that you can figure out virtually. So instead of just doing the same old thing every day while you're locked in, you could check out one of these live virtual events. Again, hopefully we're within, you know, reasonably 6 weeks from actual events. But until then, I'll try to find some virtual events for you.
I got the Rainbow Road song playing right now, Pete. You like this one?
Yes.
Were you a Bowser's Castle kind of guy?
I enjoyed Bowser's Castle. I believe it or not, and again, being as talented as I am at things like Jokes at Noon and identifying con men and everything about the Chiefs, I was not as good of a Mario Kart player growing up. I would run into the walls and fall off the rainbow, and it's tough too.
I think that's the one thing I've realized. I've realized a lot of things about myself during this quarantine. A lot of things. I have definitely realized that I am not the gamer that I thought I was. Like, I thought I was pretty solid at just about everything.
Yep.
And man, I am not. I am not good at all. I am actually pretty bad at it, now that I think about it.
The key is to bring your game and not your name. It doesn't matter what your name is when you get on the sticks.
Is that what you say as you're playing online and all the little kids are trash talking you and cussing you out?
Yeah, bring your game and not your
name. All right, Pete. Other than my scheduled naps, like me and Alan Pulido, what else you got planned the rest of your day? Anything?
Busy day, or I should say a busy week this week. Just pumping stuff on arrowheadpride.com as free agency continues, and we're putting out a draft guide, which we do each year. We're in the final week of preparation where we'll identify players that might fit well with the Chiefs. It's a digital download. It's $10.
Oh, so you got charges for the pleasure, huh?
I help out as I'm the editor of it. I don't write any of the content, but our fabulous draft team at arrowheadpride.com, they do it. But I edit this entire book, so I'm ramping up for that this week. KC Draft Guide, you can find it online. The twitter.com/Kent_Swanson. He has a lot of the information on his Twitter. So right. If you're interested in that draft stuff, which what else are you doing at this point? Besides listening to us.
Besides that, I think you're definitely following us on socials. You're following at the KC Morning Show on Instagram. You're following KC Morning Show on everything else, Twitter, Facebook. You're following me at Hartzell965. Pete, what is your handles where people can find you?
PG Sween, and then don't forget, you can also email us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
And like you said, there are a lot of these virtual events popping up. I've seen a bunch. I've seen a lot, especially on the music end of things, working in radio. I've seen a lot of Instagram concerts and living room sessions, all that. If you have an event you want us to know about, virtual or otherwise, as we get this stuff up and running, as we deal with, you know, life as it is together, because it takes a village, let us know. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. How's that for a plug, Pete? I think I did a pretty good job.
I love it. I think you did a nice job. It ended up being, you know, you were a little worried about the program today. It ended up being a nice show, I think. So good on us.
Good on you. I didn't bring it. I got to go buy a tire. I'm worried about this tire. That's manual labor. I moisturize way too much, so I'm not looking forward to doing any of these things. But alas, it'll give me something to do. So I guess I'll kill some time during Corona.
You have a task today.
I do. And how I'm going to celebrate, much like Alan Pulido, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to do a scheduled nap.
And don't forget your homework. We got to hear what you think about Money Heist on Wednesday.
Yes, okay. I got homework. You got homework. Wednesday Wisdom. We've got, we'll figure it out. We'll do it live. We'll talk about some things and we'll discuss some stuff. Pete, give me a letter.
W.
Let's see here. Peter W. Sween. Peter W. Sween. The W stands for he's a working man. Working man. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. Love you. Have a great Monday. We will see you.
The KC Morning Show.
In the morning. Say bye, Pete.
Bye.